I think you're very good. It looks very real. It looks like it's a haskaf on something. Like, you know, like a very...
Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Lech Lecha, very auspicious week coming up with the elections and the very uncertain times regarding the pandemic, especially here in New York and New Jersey. It's really a week to dive into the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we should be zeicher to a time of Rachmei Shemayim, of great Rachmei Shemayim, in the schus of Avraham Avinu, to whom we're introduced in Parshas Lech Lecha. I want to begin with a question, a stira, what appears to be a stira in two Rashis. Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha says, V'haknani oz bo'aretz, zokt Rashi, she'ahaylech v'kayvish eretz Yisrael mizari shal shem. The children of Canaan, who descended from Cham, the son of Noach, captured Eretz Yisrael from Shem, the son of Noach, shebechelka shel Shem nafla kishecholak Noach esaretz. When I divided the land among his three children, Eretz Yisrael came to the family of Shem. The Canaanim came along and they captured it. They were kovish esaretz vaknani oz baaretz. The Canaanim were then capturing the land. So Rashi gives us a little bit of history. Problem is, the very first Rashi in Sefer Bereishis says that the nations of the world will say to the Jews, listim atem, your thieves, shekivashtem artzai shiva goyim, that you capture the land of the seven nations, of the Canaanim, which is mashma, that Eretz Yisrael is originally given to the B'nai Cham. It was originally given to the B'nai Shem, and the Canaanim took it away from the B'nai Shem. What's wrong with the B'nai Shem coming back? What listim atem? The Canaanim are the listim. They're the ones who took it first. It's a dava pella. It's really a dava pella, and it is a dava pella. It's likely the answer is, it doesn't matter. Whatever the Jews do, the Jews get blamed. Explanation this way, explanation that way. It doesn't matter. Look at today, exactly the same thing. They're saying, we took away the Eretz Yisrael from the Arabs that lived there. Does anybody deny that we were there before them? That we were forcibly thrown out of Eretz Yisrael a long time ago? Nobody denies it. But you see, Ma'aseh is Simin Labanim. Ma'aseh is Simin Labanim. They're going to say, listen, Matem. Now, I do have to tell you the truth. This is Sechacham, yes, this Kasha. The steer of the two Rashis is Sechacham in Parshas Bereishis, on the first Rashi. He asks, and he answers a very technical teretz. Listen to his teretz. His teretz is that it's true. Noach gave it to B'nai Shem. The Canaanim captured it. The Canaanim built land, built cities. When Yidden come, list him at him. Why? Because you have to reimburse the Canaanim. They improve the land. Since they improve the land, you're stealing from what they improved. The halacha is, somebody goes to somebody else's field and improves it, that you have to give him his expenses. That's the Sisich HaChom's teretz. My teretz is the Klal Yisrael's teretz. That doesn't matter if there's an explanation. They're going to say, listim atem anyway. And we have to know the emissary heretz is that we have to do the Rabbanu Shalom once. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to whom he sees fit. And Baruch Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Klal Yisrael to be in Eretz Yisrael. I want to share with you a totally separate thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a language that's always disturbing. Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Hashem is the king over the other kings. When you have a lot of kings, you say, okay, he's a king. Who's the best king? Who's the biggest king? He's the biggest king. You can compare things if they're comparable. What does it mean, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchi Amlochim? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king over all the kings. Where do you compare a Melech Basav Adam to a king who's the Rabbeinu Shalom? Peladikolosh. Let me share with you something Rav Schwab says in Mayim Beis HaShieva on Megillas Esther. There, Rav Schwab is coming to explain why every melech in the Megillah is Merameh Sakadish Baruch Hu. We say in the Megillah, when it says the word melech, it's referring to Hashem. A pshat, of course, it refers to Achashverosh, the evil Rasha Achashverosh. But Peterech Remez, of course, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's strange that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hide his name in the name of a Rasha, in the person of a Rasha. Very, very strange. Zakh Rav Schwab, this is an inyan miyuchad to a melech, to a manik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the kings of the world, the leaders of the world, to be mekayim his hashkacha, to mekayim his will in the happenings of the world, in the history of the world, in the unfolding of events in the world. Kings are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tools of hashkacha. We say, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, we say that Lev Melech Biyad Hashem. It's true, Lev Melech Biyad Hashem. Mishlei, Perakof Aleph. But it's true, everybody's life is B'yad Hashem. Just the Melech is B'lev Hashem. Says Rav Schwab, everybody's life is B'yad Hashem. Of course it's so. But by a Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the more so uses the kings, the leaders of the world, to unleash his forces of control of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's forces of change in the world. The Melech, the leader, is the tool for that. And whenever anybody sees a melech or a leader, even if he's a rosh like Achashverosh, a person should see behind him in everything he does that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using him to send a message to his people. Esther said, "Hatzila mecherev nafshi miad kelev yichidasi." When she davened to be saved from Achashverosh, she called him a kelev. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, "Nestalka himen Ashkina," that the Shekhinah left her. You don't talk about a king in such a language like a kelev. Even Achashverosh, you don't call him a kelev. Why? Because you have to see that he's a puppet. He's a puppet of Yad Hashem. We find, for example, that Pharaoh was not punished for being Mishabek Klal Yisrael. He was punished for the extra level of Shibud that he did to Klal Yisrael. But that he would be Mishavit Klal Yisrael, that was part of the forces of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He was punished for his extra level of rishus, the extra level of evil that he did in carrying it out, which is something he decided to do. In Amelech, we see the Hashkacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to have honor for Paray, covet for Paray, and Ve'era, Perigval, Pasikud Gimel. We find Elio was commanded to have covet for Achav, the Rasha. We find that he was mani covet to him. We find that some kings, even Rishayim, had dreams of Nevuah, like Paray, Nebuchadnezzar, and Belshazzar. A melech, a leader, is a tool of Ratzon Hashem. We face an upcoming election. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be merachem. The consequences for Klal Yisrael, the consequences for a world, a civilized world of values, are very stark. It's very, very strange how events have unfolded over the last number of years, and certainly over the last year. We daven that what we understand should be good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see as good and make it happen. Do we really know? Lev mi melachim biyad Hashem. Hashem is melech malchi hamlochim. Because even though every human being is used as a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha pratis, certainly that's so. But the melech all the more so. Hashem is melech malchi hamlochim. He's the king who's mamlech malachim, who runs the world of malachim, who runs the world of malchus. For what? For Klal Yisrael, for his people. And we stand with bated breath hoping to see Yeshua Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help. And whatever happens, we look to be developed a kesher, a hakara, hashgacha pratis of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That should be an upcoming time that's very good. I want to end with a pitch, with a request, with a desire. I'm talking to all of you in New York, especially in Brooklyn. We, Klal Yisrael, find ourselves in a very difficult time. The boys and girls who are out of yeshivas can't do it, can't handle it. It's just not doable. It's the ruchnius, it's terrible. The davening, that you read this in davening, awful. Really, really terrible. We need a Yeshua. We have to help ourselves. The government, in its infinite wisdom, is working with positivity rates. Positivity rates means that if 50 people take COVID tests and 5 are positive, then 10% are positive. Either 100,000 people in this area, it doesn't matter. It goes by those who take. If we could convince 1,000 people to take tests and 5 are positive, that's 0.5%. Then everything is suddenly good. Then things are better. This is the way the government works. What has happened over this last period of time is that in Williamsburg they increased testing dramatically. The Rebbe says the Hasidim do. Williamsburg is in a white zone. In Kiryas Yoyal, they increased testing dramatically. They went from 12% down to under 2%. Williamsburg, no longer in a red zone. They're in an orange zone. They went down because they tested. Borough Park has decided to increase their testing, and they've done it. They have vans all over, trailers all over, testing people. And their positivity rate went down dramatically. The highest positivity rate in the red cluster is in Flatbush, is in 11230, is in our area. Dove Appella. The big Appella is that in one day this week, there were 15 positives, 1-5, in 11230. But that represented a high percentage because well under 100 people had tested. We need to increase testing. The Rebbe says, Chassidim do. We need, the Bnei Torah need to understand, we need to get the boys back in yeshiva. People are afraid to test. They hear about all kinds of mishugoim on the internet saying all kinds of things. We need to test. We need to test often. We need to test properly. Certainly those who know that they have antibodies. The government is saying you should test even if you have antibodies. We're not playing tricks. They're saying that. We need to be able to do it. I beg all of you. There will be testing sites by Rabbi Landau Shul, by the Agudah and Avenue L, by the Novi Shira Matzah Shabbos. Be tested. Don't be afraid. Be tested. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give that this Tzara Gedolah, the yeshiva is closed, and the boys, Rechmana Litzlan. You know, that the children themselves want to be back in yeshiva. You ever saw elementary school kids happy to be back in yeshiva? We need to do it. Please, Klal Yisrael, do it. Don't be afraid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us. Our Ashtadlus should find cause to bring Rachmei Shemayim on Klal Yisrael in all the areas in which we are struggling. Wishing one and all an extraordinary, wonderful Shabbos. Mi'etz Hashem, the coming week should be a very special week of Yeshuas Hashem Keherafayim. For all of Klal Yisrael, B'chol Mokim Shemayim, that were found here in Eretz Yisrael, B'chol Mokim. A good Shabbos to one and all.